right. Welcome to the Swine Time Podcast here at Pipestone. I am your host, Dr. Spencer Wayne. I'm one of the veterinarians here at Pipestone. Been here for a while. I'm also one of the owners of Pipestone Holdings, and I have the great, great pleasure of hosting a podcast where I bring interesting people from within and without our company in to talk about interesting things. Today, I've got two of my favorite, well, I got one of my favorite people here, Angie, and also John.
Spencer, I think we're being a little loose with the interesting fact about who you're bringing in.
Okay. Well, Angie and John, Angie Holman and John DeYoung, and I'll let them introduce themselves, but they're two folks that work here at Pipestone doing different things, and they've got some interesting stuff to share with us today. I'll just turn it over to Angie first. Angie, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do here, and we'll get into the topic a little bit later, and then we'll let John introduce himself.
Great. Well, thanks for having me here today, Spencer. I work with the teams here at Pipestone who collect and manage our information. So I work with both the teams on the south side of things, so all of the team that collects that information, and then also on the farm stats side. So that is a team that works with directly with our producers, helping them with biological and financial closeouts.
Okay, you're a data person. Production data person.
She's the data person.
Yeah, not Spencer. The. Okay, John.
Yeah, so my name's John. I am the president of Pipestone Nutrition. I'm a nutritionist by training, and the team has collectively decided not to let me do any formulation anymore, as little as possible. So do a lot of other stuff, nutrition-related, but leave the formulating to the experts over there.
Yeah, I knew after the news, so.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. There's no incident, just for the listeners. I don't want anybody thinking. All right, so the topic today has to do with piglet wean age. And I'll kind of set it up, reviewing a little bit of history of at least what I've seen the industry do since I've been out in practice. If I go back to when I was grad college, it was medicated early weaning, because that was kind of the beginning of three-site production and more confinement production. And we were weaning down to 12 to 15 days of age. It was very young. And then it kind of rose up because that was a very difficult pig, but it allowed us to get rid of a lot of diseases. And then it's kind of settled around 20 days of age. It was a real common number for a decade and a half. And then recently, not just with us, but for sure with us, that's gone higher for many reasons. We'll get into that here, but we've increased our wean age from what an average of 20 might have been 10, 15 years ago to higher. 24 days is the common number I hear within our newer construction or remodeled construction or any kind of retrofit to get a different wean age. It's 24. That's correct. All right.
Yeah, that's right. That on most of our new builds, 24-day wean age is the target, and we build those farms to accommodate that wean age.
Okay. Why?
Yeah. So in 2016 and 2017, Pipestone Applied Research did some work to try to understand whether the move from an 18-day-old wean age to a 24-day-old wean age was valuable. And in the end, they did discover that there was really not as much drag on the sow performance as we thought there would be, and that the advantage for the shareholder was just a more robust pig that grew faster and was easier to care for. So that kind of was the trigger to help us look at whether we should be making that change on our current sow farms and whether we should be thinking about doing that on new builds.
And that was just to go to 18 to 20. That was the research you said there.
18 to 24.
24, mm-hmm. Okay. I misheard
you. Yeah.
18 to 24. And I remember that research, and it was pretty impressive because we didn't tear the sows up. And it was a way easier pig to take care of. But there's a lot of things that are going to drive into the further follow-up actions. In Europe, what is it? Europe by law, a chunk of Europe is a minimum of 28 days?
28, 27. Yeah. Super, super old wean age.
Yeah. So you've got that standard already occurring on different settings, different diets, different everything. But they're a very old pig, and you know, you look at their production, it's generally very good. And so here we've not gone that far, but.
Yeah. I think we severely underestimate how much that sow can handle. You know, props to the genetics companies. Those sows are tremendously resilient, mm-hmm. moving. And it doesn't sound like a lot to add 3 days of wean age, 21 to 24. Doesn't sound like that big of a difference, but for that sow and the way those pigs are growing at the end, it's an exponential increase in the milk production required. And so I think we've really underestimated how much those sows can handle.
Yeah, the pig's gaining close to a pound a day towards the end there. I don't know what the best average number would be, but it's a little under a pound they're putting on.
They're putting on a lot of weight in those last. And it's the same thing that happens in utero, right? Most of that weight occurs in the third trimester, and the same thing in their life. They just, every day, they're starting to gain more.
Okay. Angie, can you go through some research? You talked about that trial from a while ago. What's been done since then? Some numbers, the stats, the financial numbers?
Yep, absolutely. So the original studies that were done returned an estimated value of about 60 cents per day of additional age. And so what we wanted to try to validate was that information, just to see if we could see that in the farm stats data that we have here now. And so we went back and we took a look at the last 5 years of information. And from 2017 to 2022, which is really kind of the time frame where we started ramping up that wean age and started to make those deliberate decisions to add additional age, we have seen on pigs that are sourced from Pipestone System sow farms, we have seen an increase in average daily gain of almost 1/10, so about 8/100. So that equates to about 9 pounds. Just over 9 pounds of additional carcass weight that the producer is receiving over 160 days on feed.
So that's from 21 to 24, 9 pounds of carcass weight. And that's only the farms that moved to 21 to 24, or that's just the system average?
That's just the system average.
And so important to note that not 100% of the farms have moved to a 24-day-old wean age. And so if the average is moving that much, that means that the farms that moved from 21 to 24 are most likely even higher than that 9 pounds of carcass weight. And Angie, just for everyone, like, how many pigs are represented in your data set there?
Yeah, so the farm sets data set has approximately 2 million pigs that are sourced from Pipestone managed sow farms.
And so, you know, it's cool that we have a group like Pipestone Applied Research that can go do, I think they did 2 wean age trials in 16 and 17, and the system starts to implement those trials, and then we can go back and take data annually, not in total, but annually on 2 million pigs and look at the real-time data, right? So you do a trial, and if, you know, for me, was in the university a long time ago, but the comments are, well, you can't trust the research trial until you put it in the field. And so now we have great data. Not only do we have those trials, but we have 5 years worth of actual production data to say, you know what, there's probably something there. And it's pretty real. 9 pounds of carcass weight, maybe even more than that. And so it's just a great testament to, I think, what we do here is you take a concept, you'd put it into a trial, and then 5 years later, you can go back and look at 2 million annual pigs worth of data. I mean, what a compelling reason to make changes or not.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Or not. The proof would be in the pudding, and the proof is in the eating of the pudding, and the eating is right here in front of us. But the numbers you're referring to, it was, you said 17 to 20 or 17 to 22, 17 to 22.
Yeah. 2017 to 2022.
And our average age before was this, and what is it now?
Yeah. So our average age is not 24, because we still have some farms who are weaning a 20 day old. So we're closer to a 22 day old average across our system. I think it's somewhere between 22, somewhere around 22 right now. So like John said, not every farm is a 24 day old pig. But just the influence of that older pig has really, it's very clear in the data, the difference that you can see. Now, have we made genetic changes over time? Of course. Have we maybe made additional nutritional changes that have helped with that additional performance? Of course. But it's pretty compelling, I would say, the influence that older pig has made on the performance of the pig weaned to market.
Okay, so age steadily improved, at least on average, a couple of days. And then that's the weight you said, about a 10th of a pound a day, or 9 pounds at the end.
Yep.
And the average weight going in, I don't know if you have that in front of you.
Yeah, the average weight going in 2017 was 13.3. And in 2022 year to date, we're at about 15.2. So we've gained an additional 2 pounds in weight on
for
that wean pig.
So about 2 days, 2 pounds, roughly your pound to gain a day. Okay. So that's the numbers that prove it out. The trials that we had done earlier, I remember, basically showed something like this. you can feed the sow longer, and then that's going to cost more to make an older pig cost more. So it's going to cost this much. And, or you can have them younger, but that's the trade-off there. But then the trade-off in the grow out side is, well, they come in bigger and they grow faster. All the things you just got in front of you there. And it wasn't a slam dunk at that time for some of the numbers, but it was, well, it's even up one way or the other. But if you've got the older pig, it's so much nicer. And the farms that we had shift to that older pig, the shareholders, I mean, to the person, I don't even think I ever heard like one comment saying, I wish we had the younger pig. It was, holy smokes, give me these older pigs. I got stuff to do. I don't need to be babying a little pig along. So can you talk a little bit about what would be the impact when you get them in the nursery, things that you see that affect that?
Sure, absolutely. And I'll let John to speak to that a little bit too, just from a nutritional perspective. But yeah, you're right. The average daily gain over the lifetime of the pig did not change. So that remained the same. But getting the additional age on that pig, it's easier for the producer to take care of. Like you said earlier, they have a lot of other things to do. The original study said that we would gain 60 cents per day of age. And we actually validated that in the data that we have here, about 60 cents per day of age. And that was not just necessarily average daily gain, but also the mortality influence on the performance as well. Nutritionally speaking, John, I think, you know, there are also some advantages in terms of feeding that older pig as well.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the first, you know, every diet that pig's on, starting with, it's the most expensive diet, and then the next one's a little bit cheaper and a little bit cheaper until really the last diet we feed is the cheapest one. And so when we look at the feed budget for these older wean age pigs, you know, we could have taken multiple approaches. We could have shaved pounds off of all the budgets, but really we wanted to focus on the three diets that cost the most. And so we were able to, you know, get some of these older wean age pigs, do a subsequent research project, right, where we tried to evaluate, can we, because we know we have different wean age pigs out in the world, right? And so for us to have two different nutritional platforms was going to be cumbersome and, you know, a bit complicated. And so we thought maybe we can just manipulate the feed budget. So we were able to do that. You know, a typical pig that's 21 days old will eat about 19 and a half pounds of feed from 0 to 21 days. And we've been able to shave that down to under 15 pounds to that same pig. And so in essence, we shaved a dollar of feed cost or more, $1.20 in feed cost off on that wean pig in the first 3 weeks of its life. And so like Angie said, it's not that those pigs, we've magically shifted how fast they gain. We just get them to the barn when they're further along in their existing growth curve. The growth curves have all stayed the same. We're just catching that pig in the barn when he's further along on his growth curve. So he doesn't need as much feed, and he's going to grow what seems to us as faster. But in reality, he's on the same growth curve he was 3 years ago, yeah, plus some genetic improvement since then. But
yeah. So one thing, though, you said 60 cents. John said a buck of feed savings by shifting that. I'm curious, that 60 cents, does that include the extra cost of making the pig out of the unit? That includes that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, okay. That was all taken into account in the original research study. So that I think the $1 that John is talking about here would actually be additional money in the pocket for a producer from a nutritional perspective, wean to market.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, because yours is just gain.
Mine was just gain, and I would say net, you're somewhere around, I'm going to say somewhere around $4.50 to $5 a pig advantage that we found with today's current market for that additional, you know, to go from, let's say, a 20-day-old to a 24-day-old pig. So the other thing I would mention that's important for the producers that we generally work with is that they're on a fixed time. So getting a pig to grow faster is extremely important to them, just to make sure that they're able to get that next set of pigs into the barn when they need to. And so not only did we see gain, but with that additional gain, of course, you're going to see a reduction in the amount of time that it takes in that barn. So over those 5 years, we've also seen a reduction of 7 days for average days on feed. So just another advantage for the producer in terms of having the time mm-hmm. to get that pig to market at the weight that it needs to be without having to have continuous flow situations or things that continue to cause mortality upticks, right. et cetera.
I think two things there, Angie, you and I have talked about, and we haven't quite gotten there yet, but we've talked a lot about, you know, maybe the ultimate measurement of performance is maybe pounds per square foot of barn or revenue per square foot of barn. And then ultimately it's going to come down to profit per square feet of barn space, right? And if you can market those pigs 7 days earlier, now I can put more pigs through that barn. So that's one side of it. You can get just more pounds per square foot. And then if I'm a veterinarian, probably I'm saying, well, hey, hold on. Maybe I should take my down days, right? So typical, you dump a barn on Friday, guy comes in and washes over the weekend. And if you're really tight on space, you might be putting pigs in there Monday morning, right? Mm-hmm. Well, what if we wait until next week, Thursday, and that barn sits empty for 5 or 6 days?
Yeah.
You know, tough to prove out, but just, you know, logically speaking, there has to be a health advantage to letting that barn sit and ability to go doing maintenance and repairs. But really from a health perspective, there's got to be some improvement to quickening those turns up and allowing those barns to sit empty for maybe an extra day or two. So maybe we take some of the improvements of the days on feed and put more pigs to the barn, but we also take a couple extra days to just let that barn sit, let the, you know, disease level kind of even out before we put pigs back in there.
Yeah, it's advantage on a couple levels. I know, Angie, you and I've worked with a few different clients that are on a 24-week total turn, and they're on a monthly batch. And there's a different monthly batch you can do that gives you a 24-day-old pig versus a 19-and-a-half-day-old pig. And you just don't have enough time. But with the older pig, all of a sudden you do. You can turn 24 weeks and get the barn emptied out and get market weight reached and everything else. It's a total game changer if you're totally fixed on that time to get that little older pig.
Yeah, it's not uncommon for us to see groups with 140 average days on feed at 140 days. And those are almost exclusively pigs that were 24 days old at placement. So mm-hmm.
I would just highlight, Angie says 140 average days on feed. You know, 5 years ago, we would have said the average days on feed was 160. Some folks don't even top the barn out until day 140. And there are producers out there today that the average days on feed, so not first cut, not dump, but somewhere in the middle is 140 days. Mm-hmm. So that's a significant improvement in time spent in the barn. And I would almost say we've almost not cause, but we've somewhat created this separate problem, which is you have a super high performing flow of pigs that weans a 24, 25 day old pig. You know, we used to be, you know, maybe someday we were 28 week turn. Now, you know, then we were 26 week turn. Now we have some systems that easily can do a 24 week turn. And we have some that are pushing down in that 23 or 22 week turn. And our barns just aren't quite set up for 22 week turns. Like the flows don't work as well. And so, folks have figured it out. It's a great problem to have, but and with genetic improvements, right? These pigs grow faster. You know, it's been interesting to watch some of these super high performing flows move from a 26 to a 24 to, you know, there's some knocking on a 22 week turn, which is just, it's incredible when you set back and think about that, but it causes some issues for the flow for sure.
Yeah. It is nice to be able to have a little bit of that accordion effect though, so that you can get pigs in the, you know, this summer was a really great example. It was hot. And so it was nice to have that extra time to get the weight on those pigs as much as you could. The market conditions were extremely favorable for a heavy pig. And so again, you might have that downtime in the winter, but to be able to have more time in the summer months when the pig is worth more, is also, you know, something to consider, and a value for the producer.
And one thing, going back to the sows, you know, we talked about this a little before we started recording here, and that is a 20-day-old average or a 19-day-old pig average going out. There's a top end and a bottom end. The top end is an 18-pound pig, and the bottom end is a 7-pound pig or something like that. And they go into the barn, and they start or they don't, but then you always know as a producer, like, well, this 7-pound pig is not going to be as likely to make it to market on time as the 19-pounder that's on the other end. So you end up losing those pigs. That is truly a cost. They're harder to start. They don't start. They're usually mortality. The producer will take that pig as free every time because they know that. When you got a 24-day average going out the door, also now the average is 17 pounds, something like that. Well, the bottom end is 10 pounds. Well, that pig can go. That pig is way easier to say, I forgive that age coming in. It's the same bottom end percentage of the bell curve, but that one goes. That one actually makes it. So there's more total pig capture going out. You don't lose that bottom end because the bottom end of the older pig goes. It makes it to the finish line. So there's that. I think, is that true?
You'd argue? Yeah, absolutely. More consistent. It's more consistent weight across the system. Yeah, just easier to take care of that 10-pound pig for sure than the 7-pound pig. Absolutely. Yeah.
And then the other thing is that at the sow level, we were really worried it was going to tear the sows up. Like, they won't be able to keep up. Your data here, and I would say I've seen it in the farms, if you feed the sow will milk and the sow will breed back. In fact, she'll breed back better. The weaned first service age, sorry, interval, when they go out, didn't suffer. It's healthy, functional. They breed back very well. I haven't seen any negative from these 24-day-old wean age farms.
Yeah, actually, we've actually validated that data with data here in-house, and we've actually found that one day in lactation equals a tenth of a pig increase in the next parity. So
a day of age equals a tenth of a pig.
Yep, in the next parity.
You get a bump in total born on her subsequent parity.
As I add the caveat, if you feed her and she is healthy and
lactation. Yeah, take care of her and do all the things you should.
Yep.
But
So 4 days, 4/10 of a pig, a little under half a pig gain just by being lactating longer. Probably the more time to reset the ovaries and the uterus and everything else, just the involution time and the healing time while she's healthy and going through this great lactation. All right.
I think it's pretty impressive. You know, a lot of these farms have added farrowing space so that they can keep their output the same. And then if you would go back, and I don't maybe have the exact number, but if you would go back and look at 21 versus 24-day-old wean age farms, when you look at pigs weaned per female, I don't think there's any difference, and should be a little bit of a bump actually with that total born bump for the 24-day-old pigs. And so, you know, what we thought was maybe going to be pretty hard on those sows has actually probably driven our sow production forward. You know, we just had one of the best 10-week periods we've ever had from a managed sow perspective in terms of total weaned. And that's with the largest percentage ever of those farms weaning a 24-day-old pig. And so it definitely has not had a negative impact on sow performance.
No. So all good stuff. And really the bigger, besides the numbers, our shareholders are just telling us, I want an older pig. I mean, I've heard that so many times. I don't want a young pig. I want an older pig because I got other stuff to do, and they're easier to start and they're easier to raise and all the gain stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I work with quite a few contract growers, in my job, and it's pretty interesting when you have a conversation with them about pig quality. If it's the first time they've received pigs from a farm that is weaning a pig that old, they're extremely happy with the ease of care required to take care of those pigs versus pigs that maybe came from a farm that mm-hmm. had that smaller pig. So
and I think for our shareholders, when they're out there competing for space, which they all are, they're competing for the same space with integrators and other large producers in the area. If they can tell those contract growers, like, hey, you're going to get a high quality PERS negative 24-day-old wean pig that's going to start on his own. I mean, that's a selling point to folks that are out there competing for space for sure.
Mm. Yeah. What age is the final age that we'll go to? You know, I was thinking, is it 28 days like Europe, or do we go that far?
You know, I don't know if we haven't really done much research that I know of past 24. And I am assuming there would be some changes that would have to happen on our sow farms in order to get to that next step potentially. So I honestly don't know the answer to that. Maybe there are some trials on the books ready to be done to look at that, but
I think for sure the sows in Europe have told us they can handle it, right? That's commonplace in Europe for sows to wean at 28 days. They've been doing it for a long time. Sow can handle it. You know, we don't like things like the word antibiotic free, but if it's coming, which I think we all believe it is to some extent, whether you believe it or not or what shape or form it looks like, there's going to be some influence of some type of policy on our world. And so if you can wean a 28-day-old pig that's super healthy and now he really starts, you know, he has to require fewer antibiotics. There's just no way he doesn't, right? And so I would say for sure wean age is going to go up. Is there going to be some cap someday? Probably. We're not going to wean 100-day-old pigs off sows, right? But there will be some limit to the madness. But I think an older pig is always going to be better, and we all can just logically look at each other and say, yeah, an older pig's easier, better, require fewer antibiotics, all the things. It checks a lot of boxes. It just costs something, right? And so we just got to balance what it costs versus what it's worth.
Mm-hmm. One farm that I work with, one of our system farms, had the capacity to make older pigs, and they were weaning 28, 29-day-old pigs for about a month. And you could see, okay, it was taxing the sow. At that point, I would say we all kind of looked and said that maybe is a bit more than we're ready for today. So I would say, where's the cap? I don't know where it is, but it's not 24, but somewhere you probably do hit it where you're probably stressing the sow a little bit by lactating her that long with that many pigs.
Without bringing any interventions into place. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So in any case, summary of this whole thing is the older has generally been perceived as better, both by opinions of producers and proven out numbers, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. We're probably not going backwards anytime soon to a younger pig. And in the future, maybe even older yet, but probably have to wade into that one carefully. 24 is the standard for us now. I think that's fair.
For sure. I think all new construction is lined up to be 24. And there's a ton of retro projects coming that are going to push, I think, the remaining farms to a 24-day wean. So.
Okay. I think we covered it. Good stuff. Good to summarize. Angie, you had in our recent publication, you had an article that you wrote in the Pipestone Journal. What was that, last month or this month?
Yeah, it was this past spring.
Okay. This past spring.
Yep.
But if anybody's out there has got that, I would refer to that. And there had some good information in it that you wrote. John, Angie, thank you for being here. I think that's about all the time we got.
Yeah, thanks, so, Spencer.
Appreciate it. And to our producers listening and other non-producers listening, invite you back next time for the next episode of Swine Time Podcast here at Pipestone. Swine Time Podcast was created for the pork industry and individual pork producers around the country. Hosted by Dr. Spencer Wayne with the Pipestone Veterinary Services, the podcast contains pork industry news, advancements in animal care, and how to enhance your productivity. Monthly podcasts are available on Spotify, Google Music, iTunes, Anchor, and on www.pipestone.com.